You know how most people, including myself, have a very specific morning routine? Like I wake up every day, I get ready at the same time, I make the same breakfast, I have my same coffee. Well,
you
today...
You Groundhog Day.
I love my little routine. Yeah. I'm into it. You know, it's fun.
It works.
It does. I don't need to change it. Yeah. You know, everyone's like, oh, you should spice it up. You should.
Why would you want to spice
it
up?
No, I do not want to spice it up.
I mean, you could throw some, like, you know, extra spice on your eggs.
Well, you know who is spicing things up today?
Who's that, Dave?
Audrey.
I did. I spiced things up.
She changed up her drink, and what a concoction you have, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so I'm really scared because I got 2 shots of an espresso on ice. Uh-huh. And like a protein shake on top of it.
So it's like a big plastic Starbucks cup that like a large would come in, like the venti, right? But it's just 2 shots of the espresso with the ice, and then you took the protein drink and just dumped it on top.
Oh, she's good.
So,
she's good. I'm really excited.
I feel like
some
you're going
weird
to have
stuff might happen during the show today.
She's going to have to poop middle of the show.
I mean, should I tell you if I do, or should we just all pretend? We don't know what's happening, but we all know what's happening.
No. I want a 3-2 alarm.
No. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
All right, let's get things going. Some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Dude, this happened again. Another man got caught jumping into the Bass Pro Shop fish tank. This was just a couple of months ago. We had one of these.
Yeah.
Caught on camera, this guy is seen climbing up the side of the giant fish tank and then jumping in and making a huge splash. Like, he cannonballed in. Just moments before, an employee is heard telling the man to come down. He ignored the warnings. Bass Pro Shops told local media that the stunt was to draw attention, saying, "We are deeply concerned about attempts to promote and sensationalize incidents of this nature. The viewer who created the video is clearly an accomplice with an understanding of what was going to happen." And they also warned that showing the video would give additional visibility to an illegal and dangerous activity like this. It's irresponsible, and it can spur copycat attempts that result in serious injury.
Well, this already was a copycat attempt of some guy from a couple months ago, and so...
Interestingly, the company statement said, "Our stores host more than 200 million visitors annually and provide a safe, fun experience for families who share our respect for wildlife. This incident is illegal, dangerous, and highly discouraged. We work with law enforcement to investigate all individuals who personally attempt or are involved in any such activities." 200 million people go to Bass Pro Shops every year?
I believe it. I mean...
You do?
Yeah.
Like, that's
like the Bass Pro Shop down here is a destination point.
I love it. I go there just to look at the fish tank.
Two out of every 3 people in the United States of America go to Bass Pro Shops every year?
It's not just America, Dave. I mean, our tourism is, you know.
You think that people are coming in from France and they're like, "Take me to Bass Pro Shops."
Yes, because when you think of America or America.
America. Well, I'm sorry. I thought it was America.
You want to go to the place where, you know, like I feel like if you picked a store, could you think of any other store that just goes America?
You know what's
other
funny?
Other than Bass Pro Shops.
You just did point to the one that's down the road from us, not too far away. Imagine if somebody came in from out of the country and they're like, "Take me to that Bass Pro Shops and then to the Cracker Barrel that's right next door to that."
Oh,
what a combination.
They know exactly what's going on.
They know what
right
they're doing.
There.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a whole like wholesome Midwestern like stop. You know, that's
Midwestern. That's Southern. I feel like
Bass Pro Shops and Cracker Barrel is pretty Southern.
Cracker Barrels and Bass Pro Shops are all over Missouri.
I think what you mean is it's all of America.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I hope they do prosecute this dude because I watched the video. His form, if I was an Olympic judge.
Oh, and you've always wanted to be an Olympic judge.
Especially when it comes to diving.
Mm-hmm, love diving. Small swimsuits.
I probably would have only given him a 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10,
maybe
ouch.
A 2-1 out of a 10.
That's pretty high.
You got to tuck the leg.
His form wasn't great, but then when he was getting out, spilt water everywhere.
Oh,
somebody's
got
to clean that
come
up.
Come on, man.
And that's where, like, if it's a thing, you're not inconveniencing anybody, you're not hurting anybody, it's just a practical joke where nobody gets hurt and there's no other. But, like, somebody's going to have to spend
17-year-old kid is going to have to go get 13 mop buckets and clean that mess up.
He's going to spend hours doing that. That makes you a dick. I hope you get prosecuted.
I wish you would have gotten eaten by one of those large, abnormally large fish that they have.
Big-ass fish in there.
What kind of fish is
where
that? Where
sturgeon.
Is that from?
Well, Dave, usually sturgeon, believe it or not. They're dinosaurs.
Do you just look up?
Dave, they are the Bass Pro Shop. I mean, they have fishing rods per capita than anywhere else in the country.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. America. They have large nets, too, America. Some good news today as well. A real-life hero, a former UPS driver, he was actually forced to drop out of Morgan State College all the way back in 1963 because he couldn't afford tuition fees, you know, which is a fairly normal thing, especially that people for people that, you know, come from lower income families
and
or people that just don't have a family that can save tens of thousands of extra dollars
as
you're already raising a kid, right? Yeah. There's lots of families that deal with this sort of thing. This guy just donated $20 million to fund scholarships after working his way to the top of the company.
Wow.
So the gift is the second largest private donation to the school in Baltimore. It follows the $40 million donation in December from Mackenzie Scott, who obviously is the former wife of Jeff Bezos, who founded Amazon. But she's got a ridiculous billions of dollars that she has promised to give away during the course of her lifetime.
She's already given away a lot.
Actively doing that. But man, what a good quarter for Morgan State College.
60 mil?
You get 40 mil from Mackenzie Scott, and you're like, we are set. And then some dude who just had to drop out of your school because he couldn't afford it and then went on to be a UPS exec comes in with another $20 million.
Okay, pop quiz. Where is Morgan State University?
That's in Morgan.
I believe
the state of Morgan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Audra, any care to guess?
Morgan State University.
Dave literally said it.
If it sounds like Morgan rhymes with...
Oregon.
No, it's in Maryland.
Ah! Oh,
you tricked me.
You're a son of a bitch.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's a lot of people that are pundits when it comes to trying to figure out how the housing market is doing so well and will it continue to do well. Some people look to Lowe's and Home Depot as a sign of the overall health of the housing market. So rising interest rates could eventually be a problem for Home Depot and Lowe's. And they say that when Home Depot's and Lowe's start to struggle, that's when people are less focused on their homes. And that means that people are potentially going to fall behind on payments or foreclose or short sale, or whatever it may be. Even though the Federal Reserve is expected to keep short term the rate for interest near zero, at least for the foreseeable future, increased demand for single family homes has driven housing turnover and home price appreciation, say experts. However, significant uncertainty remains with respect of the course of the pandemic, the distribution of vaccines, short-term fiscal policy, and how these developments will impact the broader economy and ultimately consumer spending. So the housing market strength is set to lift prices of lumber, too, which also boosted Home Depot. But that's an interesting I never really thought about that, tracking how the stocks of Home Depot and Lowe's and other big home improvement stores are doing as an indicator of how the housing market is going to pace in months to come.
I mean, it makes sense, but I think all of us are, you know, all the speculation that goes into it on our end, because those of us who've lived through a couple crashes so far and, you know, you feel like you might know something. We don't know anything. It's just when the ultra, ultra rich decide to make it all crash, they will.
Do you really feel like that because the rising interest rates is going to directly correlate the price of a home? Because that would mean that the reason why the prices of the homes are continuing to grow is because the interest rates are so low.
Well, people
right?
are buying or refinancing their homes because these rates are, we've never seen rates this low in our life.
Right, because people want to take advantage of it, right? If you're going to lock yourself into a contract for 30 years and there's a point or two difference in the interest rate.
That's significant.
That's you know, potentially tens of thousands of dollars over the course of that loan that you can save in interest. So it is getting like a discount that you would never normally get, right? Because interest rates are so low. The question is, how low do they go? How low?
I don't think they go much lower.
Do they stay at this point? You know, those are all interesting questions.
Also, if you can get a 15-year, do a 15-year. Because if you look at the breakout on what you pay for a 30-year, overall,
you don't really start paying the principal
for
until
like 20 years,
about 15 years. Yeah, it's pretty wild. But I mean, obviously, you have to have the money to do that each month, and that's tough.
But you'll have more money in the end.
Do you guys think that we're going to see the end of the World Wide Web as we know it in our lifetime?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so Europe is floating regulation that could impose temporary bans on U.S. tech companies that violate its laws. Obviously, that big dust-up between Facebook and the Australian government just happened. And there's global territories which have become more common, and they're saying, hey, we're not going to play by the rules that are just arbitrarily set by these big tech companies. And so they're saying that we could be dealing with something soon, depending on what part of the world that you live in, with something called the SplinterNet.
Is that
instead of the internet.
Master Splinter?
Yes, Master Splinter.
Is he
Splinter,
going to morph for teenagers into turtles? And
pizza-only site.
Teach them how to do ninjutsu?
Yep. So there's a collection of different internets whose limits are determined by national and regional borders. But they're saying, you know, with the globalization of the world, thanks in big part to the internet, there's a lot of companies out there that don't like the free trade of information. We see that in places like China, where they restrict what you're able to see on the internet.
The
Russia certainly does that.
Yeah.
Now Facebook is turning to what's becoming an increasingly tried and true playbook for the tech industry, threatening to pull its products out of markets if there's unfavorable regulation.
See ya.
But they're, you know, like Europe has basically said kick rocks.
Yeah, what a Facebook. Bluff.
Europe doing it right again. I mean, the fact that like these tech companies need to be broken up. They have too much power. Google, Facebook are the two biggest offenders out there without a doubt. And the fact that they know as much as they do and they are trying to, I don't know, influence legislation and like basically control large parts of what everyone sees, I think we should I think we need to break them up like we broke up the Bell system many years ago, because they're just they're no longer like
the
conducive
longer you
to the
wait,
consumer.
The harder it's going to be to do.
Yeah.
And like you said, they know everything about everyone, which is a really scary notion, because everyone has just given them the right, including all of the elected leaders who have, I'm sure most of them have compromising information that's out there, because who wants everyone
not
knowing?
Angela Merkel.
Except for her. Except for Miss Merkel.
You ain't going to find nothing on her.
So the old school Airstreams are enjoying a pandemic era popularity boom. I don't know about you guys, but I mean,
they're cool looking.
I mean, the Airstreams are one thing. As you guys know, I've gotten into RVs. Of course, I cannot afford an actual RV, but I do like browsing them on the internet.
You can rent them.
Did you see the RV that just got released either end of last week or this week, the $400,000, it's like the ultimate dadmobile, where it's not one of the huge like tour bus style RVs, but what makes it so cool is that it essentially doubles in size by having a pop-up that goes up, so it creates a second floor.
Yeah. And they go out, too,
and
right?
It goes out like a normal RV does, right? But then it also goes up, so it creates a whole second floor. And it's got an elevator in it, which seems unnecessary, but it's got an elevator inside of it.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, just walk up like four stairs.
Well,
yeah.
I'm looking at these.
Probably a better idea.
I'm on Airstream's website right now, and their cheapest one, which is just basically.
Airstreams are expensive.
It's like a little tiny. It basically looks like one of those just small U-Hauls.
Yeah.
That runs $39,000 for a mid-sized one. You're looking at $51,000, and then you get up into the big boys, and you're looking anywhere from $100,000 to $160,000.
Yeah, they basically start at $107,000
for
a full-size
one.
Like, see, but I mean, I feel like, especially like this article is saying, during the pandemic, a lot of people were like, "Well, I can do my job on the road. Let's see the country. Let's go. Let's sell everything." I mean, we work with somebody who just did that. Somebody who's doing it in his pickup truck. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, we know people who are going to be living this lifestyle. So, I mean, I'm kind of here for it, not for the price. That's definitely jacking up the supply and demand.
It ain't
on
for
that.
Me.
I mean, we've seen a couple of professional athletes who have just chosen to do this. Obviously, they have plenty of money to live in whatever house they want, but there's been a couple of baseball players as of late that have come out and been talking about their camper, essentially, that they have in the woods, and they just are like, I like living in the woods, and there's internet there now. So,
when Starlink becomes a thing, like Elon Musk Starlink, which is the satellite internet system that
something
they're working on.
Something else not to trust.
Well, no, but it's not for when you are in those very remote places, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Like that is actually going to be something that will change how you can work and where you can work from and like where you can get information from. It's cool. It's just not for me. I'm too big to be sleeping in something that's not a king size bed.
Yeah, because that's probably at what, the biggest size bed, a full?
Maybe a full. And my feet hang a good foot and a half off a full.
Would you stop acting like you're Shaquille O'Neal? You're
a big man.
6'4", maybe.
I got measured at the pulmonologist last week, Dave.
No, you didn't.
I did. Ask my wife.
I've measured you before. You're like 6'2".
Then you are not even 6 foot tall.
No, I'm taller than
you.
It's obvious I'm taller than you.
Okay.
And better looking.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Nothing irks me more than when I greet somebody at work in the morning and they say, "Oh, just another day in paradise." Can't you wait at least until 9 a.m. until you unleash a thinly veiled complaint dripping with sarcasm? The penalty for saying that should be having to listen to Phil Collins' awful song, Another Day in Paradise. What phrase do you guys hate, and what do you think would be the just punishment? Oh, think twice. Just another day in paradise.
Message deleted.
You know what I hate? First, somebody says good morning.
That's a jam. Secondly, Is he mad because the person is saying it's another day in paradise and they're actually happy, or was he saying they're being sarcastic? Like they're being like, nothing, another day in paradise. I'm with him, and like, I don't like complainers. Like, everyone's got problems.
But don't
like,
ask if you know that person.
There's just people that you just have to give the nod to. Just give the nod. Don't even talk to
them. Don't even, like, why are we even talking?
Yeah, if they're going to be negative, just
I'm never going to talk to you again for the rest of my life once I quit this job. Like, we don't need to
We are not
going to
keep in touch.
No.
I will delete you off Facebook. I'll do it.
I've already got you muted. Because your dumb political views.
What is worse, the early morning complainer or the person who does the just living the dream with the finger guns?
See, they're both annoying, but I don't like complainers to the point where I will definitely take the overly happy person. Uh-huh. Like, sometimes you have to fake it in life, and I have respect for people that can fake it every damn day.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
that's
an art.
Is that why you married your wife?
Yes, that is precisely. And that's only twice a week. Come on, what are you talking about? We're married.
Please leave a message after
that's
the tone.
Mahoney, are you well-liked in your neighborhood? You never want to be the one guy in the hood that no one likes.
Message deleted.
I keep to myself mostly in my neighborhood. I know my neighbors directly, like, all around me, and they're, like, real nice people. Like, when I was sick in the hospital, my neighbor's a nurse. A head nurse, and like was helping my wife out and talking her through a lot of stuff, and you know, that's cool. My other neighbor, I've invited him over for beers a couple times. We smoke cigars, like, real nice guy, nice family. But I'm not loud, I don't do anything. Like if you dislike me, you just dislike how my face looks, which I'm okay with. I don't like how my face looks.
There's some neighborhoods that have like that camaraderie, like they're all buddies, and they have like the cul-de-sac parties and stuff. But the vast majority of people that I just know that I've grown up with, the art of being friends with all of your neighbors and or even knowing them beyond maybe like a brief wave as you're driving through is gone. Because it used to be.
We're too busy.
You'd literally have nothing to do. And so everyone would just go like wander outside of their houses when I was a kid growing up. And now who does that anymore? We have the internet.
I've walked my neighborhood pretty much every day. I walk, you know, 5-6 miles almost every day now. And I see the same three people every day. Who are out there also walking. There's an old guy who walks 8 miles a day, walks his dog. Very friendly. There's another guy who's drinking a White Claw, smoking, also walking every day. Cool with him. But, like, I don't know anything about him other than they walk a lot.
I like the only people that Mahoney knows are, like, the aggressive walkers. And they actually, as you can tell, have stopped and talked about how much each other walk. How many miles do you walk in a day? Oh, I know.
Like,
walk 5 or 6 miles.
Well, White Claw guy.
I have to give myself a non-camo hat to protect my neck.
Dave, the White Claw guy did 36 miles the other day.
That's unbelievable.
What? How do you started at 2 a.m.
And he goes,
who
the
does
same
that?
Dude, he just gets hammered and tells you he walks.
No, he showed me on his phone with the pedometer, with the step thing, how many he was at, and it blew my mind.
What really messes me up is that you told me he walks in a half-mile loop.
Yeah.
So you're saying he walked 36 miles.
So 72
72 laps.
Around
the same neighborhood.
Yep.
Dude, doing that, like, so repetitively, he must be, like, hallucinating halfway through.
He's always just listening to music or watching something on his phone. But dude has lost, like, I would say, I started noticing him walking back in November. And he's probably lost 60-plus pounds. Like, he looks great. Like he, you know, as it warms up a little bit or there's a nice sunny day, you know, he'll take the jacket off. I'm like, that dude has lost a ton of weight. It works.
Yeah, if you're walking 36 miles
and
a day.
And
36
he's
miles
White Claw.
A day. I don't think I've walked 36 miles collectively this whole year.
He's not
this
walking,
week.
He's
this
not
month.
Walking 36 a day, but he just wanted to see if he could do it.
What a weird flex.
Yeah, very
adrenaline
weird
junkie.
Thank God he ran into you so he had somebody that would appreciate it.
Hey.
And then broadcast it on the radio.
That's right.
And he's like, my accomplishments mean something. Another day in paradise.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How many pennies do you think would fit in Ian's studio?
Message deleted.
Oh, my God.
I did not know that's where that was going.
That is such a hard.
It's not a huge room.
But, I mean, there's.
So just to give people an idea, it's a 10 by 12 room.
I would say so, yep.
Yeah.
I'm saying $10 million.
Dollars?
$10 million.
No, $10 million pennies.
But that would be
$100,000.
$100,000.
Ooh.
$10 million?
I think
so. Have you ever cashed in like a stupid large amount of pennies at a Coinstar?
No.
Because when my parents moved back in like 2003, my mom always had big giant things of pennies. Like talking like those big giant like tens.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that probably weighed close to 150 pounds.
The problem with them is like once you start to fill those things up, you can't lift them.
Yeah.
Like bricks.
But I was a young man at the time. I was 22 years old, 21, 22.
You were built for penny lifting.
And it took me like an hour and a half to dump that in, and I think I got like $200. So I'm trying to judge. That's $200 worth of pennies.
See, I don't want to judge pennies. I want to judge cows, four cows. That's easier. You could see like the surface space of a cow.
Oh, no, we can fit way more cows than four in there.
Oh, we can definitely get more than four cows.
I think.
No way.
We stack them on top of each other.
I think you get eight.
We can stack them.
I think we would need.
Yeah, you can stack.
We're suffocating the poor cows. I'm going to have to turn them room.
Turn them sideways.
Yeah, you can turn them sideways.
Did you ever used to play that game? It was kind of like Yahtzee, but with pigs, and they would land in certain positions.
Uh huh.
You remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you just lying to me?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
I am. Yeah.
That game was fun.
Yeah, like, great game. Eight cows, easy.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is a Chinese court that has just ordered a man to pay his ex-wife $7,700 for the housework that she completed while they were married. The guy who is he works in a construction job. His wife was a homemaker, demanded restitution equivalent to $24,700 from her husband after he filed for divorce in Beijing in October. The guy said that she left to take care of the couple's child she said that she was left to take care of the couple's child and the housework alone, as her husband barely cared about or participated in any kind of domestic chores. In the ruling, which is the first of its kind, the court ordered the husband to fork over $7,700 of housework compensation after splitting their joint property equally. Also awarded the custody of their son, the young lady was, and $300 per month in alimony.
Very interesting. I'm here for this. I mean, especially if this was something that was a nasty divorce.
It sounds like it was.
You know what I mean?
If they're dragging each other publicly, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
so.
Publicly, and to the point where she was petty enough to go for that was her labor.
Mm. Like, I was a petty labor worker. I think being a homemaker is a tough ass job that I could not handle.
Oh, no.
Oh, believe me, it is way harder than a normal job that you go to, right? I mean, depending on what you do for a living. I mean, there's some people that are out there, obviously.
If they've got, like, four nannies, you're like, I'm a homemaker, and you've got a team of nannies. Like, you're not. No, we're talking about the people who do it themselves.
The thankless job of always dealing with someone spilling something or pooping all over something, whatever it may be, it is a challenge. But this is an interesting ruling, for sure.
I like it. I'm here for it. You know what? If you're not going to help with the household chores... or whatever, you're not gonna take part in the keep up with this household, then throw a bill his way, because guess what, to try to get that done without somebody,
gonna be a lot more than $7,700 a year.
Exactly.
So this is interesting, Audrey. You have a bit of a problem when it comes to charging your phone. How are we doing today?
It is fully charged.
Fully charged today. Very nice. Wow.
It was dead and dying all day yesterday, though. So
Apple is rumored to be developing the next best thing to an actual battery that lasts all day. It is a battery boosting accessory that attaches magnetically and wirelessly charges your phone while you're using it. So the iPhone maker has been working on for at least a year on a battery pack that would attach to the back of the iPhone 12s using MagSafe. It's planning to launch the product in the months following the iPhone 12's release in October, but has faced some software issues. But they're saying this will be a thing with time.
I mean, Dave, we already have those little just remote portable charger things.
Yeah, but there's a cord, and they don't last as long, and you have to charge those too. I mean, this would be a game changer.
Well, you would have to charge this thing.
But I mean, like, if it's attached to your phone, you don't have to worry about it like clanking all over the place. And it's just a part of your phone.
Twice the size of the phone, like a Mophie or whatever those things are called.
Well, they have, I don't know. I just feel like this is just another battery that they're going to find a way to charge you $200 for when you can. There's a $5 solution.
And you know what? I'll pay it, because the thing that I hate most in life, which by the way means that I have a very easy life, is when my phone is dying and I need it.
Imagine at like an event.
Yes, you're
concerts,
at an event.
Festivals.
You have like
all
4 hours left in the event.
Traveling.
You have a babysitter.
You
have 11%
less. You assume you're going to carry
this with you? Yes.
Okay.
I have an extra charger in my pocket literally right this second.
Yes. Right there. You always carry that. Dang. Yeah.
In my pocket. It's the size of another iPhone, but I need to have this because the battery on my phone sucks so much.
And you always sit on it.
It's because you use it. all the time.
Does it not hurt to sit on it?
Yeah, I use my phone all of the time. And no, I love it. Okay.
It keeps it in the front pocket. We don't keep stuff in the back pocket.
Makes me feel alive. So Ring doorbells are upping their game. We all know that, you know, the Ring doorbells have been pretty revolutionary for people, especially if you're, you know, not at home during the day and you get packages delivered. It's just a good way to be able to keep an eye on your house. And I don't know about you, Mahoney, but I don't love the privacy concerns that come along with it, but I do love the convenience of the Ring doorbell.
The convenience, yes, for sure.
You pull up in the app and you're able to see, you know, wherever you have a camera set up around your house. It's just pretty legit. Now they're saying with the Video Doorbell Pro 2, it'll let users create a virtual fence around their house that notifies when a trespasser or delivery person even steps onto the property. Now, they sort of have this thing right now, but they're saying
it doesn't work that well.
Yeah, I mean, you just sort of like manually drag like where your little fence goes, and it doesn't really work that well.
Just get a Doberman. You'll know. You know?
I was attacked by a dog yesterday who was protecting his house.
Good on that dog. You should have been on his lawn.
I wasn't on his lawn. I was in the street.
What's your definition of attacked, Mahoney?
It came at me.
It barked at you?
It looked at you?
It was a pug. I was walking down the street.
You got attacked by a pug?
I was walking down a cul-de-sac.
Did this pug touch you?
He came at me.
Did it
touch
you?
He charged me. And then I ran.
So it did not attack you.
I ran back at him. He turned around and ran like a little bitch.
You ran towards a pug?
He ran at me. He was barking. Came at me. I flipped the script on that pug and went at him.
It's a pug.
If I don't want to get bit by anything.
If you had done that to a Doberman, that would have been impressive, but you can't flip the script on a pug.
Hey, Doberman wasn't coming at me.
He weighs 30 pounds.
It's a pug. It's going to bite your big toe, if anything, Mahoney.
And it's not going to bite you. It's a pug. It was probably running out to greet you.
No, he wasn't. He was barking angrily.
Well,
he was out of breath by the time he got to the sidewalk.
Pug was about to be a punt.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Just imagine the owner, Baxter!
He knew who the boss was.
Can you visually manage the showdown? Oh, God.
Cover your ears.
Audrey, I don't know why. I feel like your combination of your espresso and your protein drink, you got an edge today. I think you're going to beat Mahoney and cover your ears. So these are all really popular songs that we've all heard many times before. You guys trying to figure out what they are. The challenge, of course, is that they are covered by people and then put on the internet. And most of them, let's just call them interesting interpretations of the original.
These are not necessarily bad. Artistic interpretations.
They're artistic, yes.
Yes.
Some of them more abstract.
Just some of you don't understand art, and that's fine.
I will say, I don't want to give you guys any hints, but I will say that, Ian, your selections for Cover Your Ears today, these are some jams.
Quite the variety today, Dave. I'm very excited.
I think that you could probably find this playlist somewhere on my phone if you look.
I was thinking of you. You were the inspiration.
Okay.
I am
digging this for sure. All right, so 30 seconds of each one of these songs. Ring in by quickly saying your name when you think you know the answer. We'll have the full 30 seconds play out for those that want to play along as they're listening today, okay?
Okay. Can I ask, Ian, is Crossfade Cold one of them?
No, you can't ask any questions.
Breaking Benjamin.
I would tell you if Crossfade Cold is in there. Unfortunately, it is not.
Oh, darn. Okay.
Unfortunately, it is not. All right, here we go. On to number one. And cover your ears. Good luck.
Jesus on earth, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. If the sun comes up tomorrow, let her be. Let her be.
Beautiful instrumental work there. That's 30 seconds, Mahoney, for a full point.
Is that the Beatles' Let It Be?
Dang.
Oh, my God.
No.
No?
It's not?
No.
That's what I thought.
I have no idea what that is.
That is 100% what I would have guessed, because he just said, let it be.
Let it be.
Dave.
Stop it.
Dave, drop some knowledge on these cats.
That is Hootie and the Blowfish, Let Her Cry.
Oh, Hootie. Sorry, bro.
That didn't sound. Yeah, I love Hootie, and that's not.
That was a doppelganger, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah,
that was
the only words I could understand.
I think that was Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Only words I could understand there were Let It Be.
Same. I thought it was that too.
Yeah. Both of you. Awful. Okay. Unforgivable.
Fair enough.
I hate you.
Horrible.
On to number two.
Robert's got a quick hand. He'll be looking around the room. I'll tell you his plan. He's got a rolled cigarette.
Audrey.
Hanging out his mouth, he's a cowboy kid. Yeah, he found a six-shooter gun. In his dad's closet, hit him with a bunch of fun things. I don't even know what. But he's coming for you, yeah, he's coming for you.
Oh, Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, that was just starting to get good.
No, no, no. That hurt my ears.
Oh, that was Foster People, Pumped Up Kicks.
That is right.
Redemption. That was good. I was digging that.
I thought at first it was Macklemore. Because it had a lot of those like weird horn things for a thrift shop.
Okay.
I was digging it. Okay. I dug that one. How many views on YouTube did that have?
That was 102 views. That was posted last year. That is a punk group out of Olympia, Washington.
What was their name?
Do you want... I do not know. I forget their name.
Fair enough.
They're pretty bad.
I want to look into more of their stuff.
Okay, here we go. On to number three. Mahoney has 1 point. Audrey has none.
This is so terrible.
Okay, here we go. That's 30 seconds.
That's actually a cover there, guys.
There's no way. There's no way you're getting
this. This is probably one of the toughest ones we've ever had.
Was that System of a Down Chop Suey?
No.
Was it Billie Eilish?
No.
I have no idea.
That was Collective Soul and Shine.
Yes. How is that even possible?
Probably
one of the worst covers.
I love Collective Soul. And that song.
That song is a jam.
That is a jam.
Yeah.
I heard no words other than...
All I could hear was just the double bass drum.
Double kick, man. Go nuts.
All right. Well, we do have a bonus, and this is more of a palate cleanse.
Okay, everybody. Thank goodness.
Mahoney has one. Audrey has none. Audrey, if you get a full point on this one, you can pull off the comeback victory here. But let's see.
You're feeling hopeful.
Okay.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender. I was broad, but I was kind.
This is beautiful.
Sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord.
Oh, my God. I'm in love.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's so
Simon
beautiful.
Simon and Garfunkel-y.
Very Cat Steven.
I lost it.
No!
You lost it?
What?
I lost it. I thought I had it.
What?
Thought I had it.
Oh, no. That means that I got to try and guess. Can I please hear a lot again? Just because it was so beautiful?
Not the whole song.
What? Okay. What that?
I'll play the last bit. Last
okay,
bit.
Thank
here.
You.
When I see an open door, close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord.
Dude, I have no clue.
Literally.
The voice threw me.
I can't even
pinpoint it. I know the song. I just can't think of the artist
or that. Why don't you give me a little tune?
No,
both of you are absolutely killing.
It's the Killers and Human.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I did not sound like that at all to me. I couldn't get Simon and Garfunkel out of my head.
Somehow you almost ruined this, but you still didn't.
Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, sometimes, Mahoney, you just have to know when you're going to take the L. And this guy was in that position. Charlotte County, Florida, deputy pulled over a tan Lincoln Town Car. And I'll say this much. I have never seen a tan Lincoln Town Car with somebody driving it that doesn't look suspicious.
I've never seen a tan Lincoln Town Car in general. I've only seen black ones.
Can't say it.
Neither of you have been able
they
to
don't
say
exist.
A tan Lincoln Town Car.
What a flex. Okay, Audrey over here.
Excuse me, I'm a professional broadcaster.
Tan Lincoln Town Car. It's tricky. This guy got pulled over in his tan Lincoln Town Car, and the deputy walked up to him and said, "Hey, I need to see your license, please." And he just went, "Damn, I'm buzzed." He said, "I shouldn't have been driving after drinking. Do you forgive me?" To which the cop did not respond. He also repeatedly told the deputy his name. His driver's license was suspended. He did get arrested, but at least, you know, he didn't put up a fight. He didn't make a big thing out of it.
Are you mad at me?
He's just like,
"Are you mad? Don't be mad."
I appreciate a guy who admits when they're wrong.
He told the deputy that he had had four rum drinks at a White Elephant bar the arrest report, which, by the way, nobody has just four rum drinks. You are probably 12 rum drinks.
Well, four doubles.
Four doubles,
rum drinks in general. Like, last time you and I drank rum together was on a beach.
Oh, that's when your wife was going to divorce you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't married then.
I know, but she was like, as we were walking back to the cruise ship, she's like, I'm so done with this son of a bitch.
Oh, man, he'd be stuck on a boat in the ocean with him.
Because when it's a rum drink, it's like 90% rum. It's like, here's clear rum, here's dark rum, here's coconut rum, and there's 15 types of rum in that one, you know, it's a hurricane glass.
Mahoney was shirtless, sunburnt to all hell, and walking like a penguin. He was that drunk, you know, like somebody doesn't walk forward. They just sort of waddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had the drunk waddle going.
Please tell me that your wife ended up at least poking you a few times with that sunburn. Oh, yeah. Just to watch you flinch the next day.
So I woke up at 6:30 p.m. that night, and since I was so drunk, I thought it was 6:30 a.m., and I thought we had to be on air. On the cruise, and, it was just nighttime.
I just remember that Mahoney's wife calling us and going, yeah, Mahoney's not going to make it to dinner. We're like, shocking. What a turn of events. So maybe just get a divorce in this case. A married father of five, he's a dairy worker, accused of entering the home of his wife's lover, threatening him with a gun, tying him up in the bedroom 2 months before the attack. This guy caught his wife having the adult relations with the victim, who lived next door with his own wife and two daughters. I mean, I would imagine that'd be pretty difficult to reconcile if you actually like caught your wife in the act having sex with the neighbor.
Just get a divorce.
Sure.
Yeah, just get a divorce.
Get a divorce.
Instead, he busted into this guy's house, tied him up, and cut off his penis with a pair of scissors.
What?
Yep.
With a pair of scissors?
Pair of scissors.
No.
Oh, well, you think they were lefty or righty scissors?
Ooh, if you did it with a lefty.
It would just get caught in between.
Yeah, just like weird
the paper.
Flop,
yeah, like, it folds over.
You're like, hold on, I'll get a...
And it never works.
Come on.
Sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
If you are new to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, first off, thank you. Secondly, things get weird around here on a regular basis, and mostly because we go out looking for it. Ian, in Dirty Laundry, intentionally goes out to this bar laundromat combination that he found, and he'll approach strangers that are in different states of drunkenness, and he'll ask, again, these total strangers at this sketchy bar laundromat in a seedy part of town to tell him secrets that they've never told anyone before, reveal their dirty laundry, if you will. And man, the characters that you meet, Ian.
Oh, Dave, and sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's a little more difficult, but in today's Dirty Laundry, this was destiny here. I was walking right into the bar laundromat, and I noticed there was a guy outside eating a honey bun and sipping on a tall boy.
Hell, what kind of tall boy?
Hell, yes.
Miller Lite.
Okay.
Still in the paper bag.
All right, so what time of day was this?
This was noon.
High noon, little brunch action going on.
He told me he was kicked out. He had just gotten there, but he was kicked out because obviously you cannot bring your own drinks into a bar.
Yeah, and also you can't bring your own honey buns.
Well, I don't think there's a rule against that.
Well,
everybody loves
be.
A honey bun.
There should be.
Also, the paper bag serves two purposes. People don't know what you're drinking, and extra insulation so your hand doesn't warm up your beer.
Exactly.
And when you're drinking a tall boy, that's important.
So you're saying this guy's a thinker.
Yes.
He obviously has a lot of life experience. He knows how to satisfy all of his nutritional needs because that is part of a balanced breakfast, honey
buns. It's a great lunch.
And tall boys.
Let's be real. So he was about maybe early 30s. Reminded me of Scrappy Doo, to be honest with you. Very, very lively.
Okay.
Very, very drunk. bit of a Napoleon complex. This guy, very confident. But he was telling me about a particular incident that happened not too long ago that he wants back. And it's a little different.
We all have moments like that in life, right? That one moment you want back. Here is an all-new installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
That's when we was young, though, y'all.
Look, he's already justifying the story.
We was just little wild rats, you know what I'm saying?
We're here for Dirty Laundry. I'm looking for something.
The dirtiest.
This guy has never told anybody before. Now, you're sipping on a tall boy. You're almost done.
Damn right. And I'm going to get a refill. Then a refill again.
So, we're out here looking for something you've never told anybody before. So, what'd you tell me you did when you were a little rugrat?
Hey, look, man, look. You know what I'm saying? Good go to bad, bad go to good. I done kissed my stepsister in the closet. Just a mwah. It wasn't a mwah, mwah, mwah. Nah, it was just a mwah. She ain't even blood. You know what I'm saying? We could have got it on for them couple of years. You didn't know that. I'm telling you.
So you did more of a Tom Brady just kind of instead of like a Hollywood kind of thing, right?
Oh, God. You damn right.
Now, are you guys still friends?
Nah.
What happened?
We lost connection because our phone broke.
The senators and...
Huh?
Hey, sorry, we got rudely, well, not rudely interrupted, excuse me. So, but anyways, you were telling me, so you lost connection. Is there anything I can do to maybe, you know, bring you guys back together?
Give me a couple more bucks, tell her to holler at me, and tell her we need to continue kissing in that damn closet, because I ain't done.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how cute is she?
You know what I'm saying? You know, she like, you know what I'm saying? I say she's a mother 8.5. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're going to find her for you. Don't worry.
Man, hey, look, I'm patient. I'm waiting. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do.
But in the meantime, let's get another refill.
Yes, sir.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
You know, considering that travel is fairly depressed still across the country because of everything that's going on with the pandemic, we sure have had a lot of mishaps in the air as of late, haven't we? I mean, between the planes falling apart and then this story about an American Airlines flight just this past Sunday, it confirmed that it came in contact with a cruise missile-shaped UFO over the United States.
What the hell?
Which I would just prefer to be a UFO as opposed to a cruise missile, I think, because...
Can we not fire cruise missiles on American soil?
The crew of an American Airlines flight, 2292, described the UFO that buzzed them as they passed over Des Moines, New Mexico. There's Des Moines, New Mexico? As a long object that looked like a cruise missile went roaring past them.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
So not great.
My initial thought would have been, if this was like 6-8 months ago, it was that flat earther guy who was firing himself into a rocket.
Oh, yeah. That didn't work out great.
Yeah, his parachute didn't work. And
While the sighting was made close to the U.S. military's White Sands missile range, as well as a number of other military facilities, no military traffic or weapons tests were reported in the area on Sunday. Not that they would necessarily tell us anyhow, but guys, boy, that seems real bad if there's like commercial airliners flying over a missile range and you're just like, yeah, let's fire
somebody,
a couple
somebody
off.
Somebody sneeze and hit the fire button on accident?
Like, yeah, hey, no kidding.
Boy.
Look, I'm just glad that, you know, crisis was averted. But, man, could you imagine if you were that pilot and all of a sudden a cruise missile shoots by you?
He seemed very, like, calm for what was going on.
Which is great because if... You know, the same with the pilot with the engine was on fire. Like, you don't want a guy who's panicking.
Yeah. You have to be pretty cool to be an airline pilot, right?
I could never.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of pressure. So you're gonna hate this story. There was a deer that was found in Tennessee that has hairy eyeballs.
Oh, very no. hairy eyeballs.
Oh, very no. hairy. It's a 1-year-old buck was reported to the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency after it was seen circling a street in a Knoxville suburb. The eye condition is something that they've seen before, but very rarely do they actually see deer or any type of animal that have hairy eyeballs. This one, hairy ass eyeballs.
Is this the old wives' tale true? Because, you know, they said you would grow hair on your palms if you.
Was this what you said? This deer was looking at deer porn or something?
I think this deer was watching other deer go to town.
Is that what it is?
That's why you're a creep. Instead of his palms, it was his eyes.
Oh, it's if you touch yourself, you get hairy palms? Oh, I always thought if it was you stole.
No. That maybe your parents told you different things than us, but.
Stealing my own innocence. That's what I'm doing.
Did any of us actually have parents that told us that?
Hairy palms?
Hairy palms, no.
The hairy palms?
No, I just heard it from somebody else. Yeah. Who, you know, supposedly it was some...
Heard it from a friend.
Yeah.
Which also, I feel like, you know, if I could get hairy palms, like, it would be great wintertime. I would just go to, you know, like, who needs mittens?
Right. Just, you're outside, a snowball fight's about to break out, you're like, give me a minute.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I just listened to you guys talk about the stay-home mom getting compensated for working around the house, and all of you support it. That's crazy to me. The guy goes to work every day. Does she owe him compensation for providing a roof and a shelter and food and the cleaning supplies for her to do all that stuff every day? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and I can't believe that you guys would support that.
Message
sounds
deleted.
Like somebody's mad that they're paying alimony.
So if you missed the story earlier, there was a ruling that came down. It was overseas in China, where a guy had to pay his now estranged, soon-to-be ex-wife for the cleaning work that she did while they were married. She was a stay-at-home mom, and he went to work every day.
Which is technically a job too, sir.
Oh, it's a huge job, right? You're taking care of the kid. You're taking care of the house. Many times it's thankless. She was actually seeking $24,000. He's having to come off of a whopping $7,700.
And then he has to pay $300 a month. I get that you hate your ex-wife, but think of your mom. Because that's what I did. If you think about your mom in a situation like that, yeah, that's where I go.
If she has given up what could have been her career Absolutely. In order to take care of the house and your child, then yeah,
and this
her getting $7,700
isn't
exactly a big stretch.
It goes both ways.
Of course, it
whoever
does.
Gives up their career gets taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're taking care of the kids, that's an important thing that you decided upon.
I mean, look, it's 2021. There's a lot more dudes that make less money than their significant other.
And I trap my wife with a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, believe you me, I'm staying at home.
You're baby trapping your wife.
Trapping her with a baby.
Yep.
Can I be honest for a second?
Mm-hmm.
The way that this gentleman just said that it's like, thanks so much for providing a roof over my head as well, just sent me into So you're saying that because I'm married to you, that I should be thankful for us, for you providing a home for
roof.
Me? Because guess what? Yeah. If I hadn't have been with you and if I hadn't have decided to be a mother to your children and stay home, which is the job in and of itself, I probably would have had home without you as well.
Of course.
So F off. That is so
also,
annoying.
Very disrespectful.
You would have to pay for child care, which is even more than that. Like $7,700 for child care is like nothing.
And he said,
in the scheme of things.
And this guy said, thankless for providing for cleaning products.
Hey, man.
I could have gotten some Fabuloso and some bleach down at the dollar store.
It ain't the 50s anymore, brah.
Come on. Come on.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, look, I had no idea until just a couple of weeks ago when my buddy had twins that doctors actually recommended painting their nails at first so you can tell them apart. So now it's got me wondering, like, how many twins have been switched by their own parents?
Message deleted.
Like inadvertently switched? Like you just name one Jimmy and one John and you screw them up?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. You just tag them?
That doesn't matter until they're older anyway.
You tag them on the ear.
You brand them.
Interchangeable.
Oh, goodness.
Give them tattoos. Little
cute baby tattoos.
When you think
baby.
About that, you're like, what would it matter if like you actually did switch the Jimmy and the John because they would have no idea anyhow? But then you start thinking about how weird it would be if you had another name. Like, Ian, what if your name was Zachary?
It's got a okay ring to
did
it.
Did you Chad. Have your parents ever told Love you it. What they thought they were going to name you or were thinking about naming you?
No, your yeah. parents did? What?
Yeah, my name might have been Ronald, but my mom put the kibosh on that. My dad wanted to name me Ronald.
Ronald Mahoney?
Yeah.
Wait, after Reagan?
All right.
My dad's name's Ron.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Does he go by Ron?
He goes by Ron.
Would you have been Ronnie?
I mean, it's Ronnie, probably when I was
little. Hey, Ronnie!
Oh, Ronnie Jr.
Hey, little Ronnie.
RJ?
With that shirt on, you do look like a Ronnie right now.
You could be a Ron. I could see you be like, hi, I'm Ron. Ron Mahoney. Yeah, that works. They screwed up.
There's not enough Ron's
anymore. With Ron.
I mean, there's really not.
I know.
Like, I feel like that's a name that, like.
Do you know anyone named Ron that's under the age of 40? I don't.
I love old people names on infants.
I don't think I know.
I don't think I know
Ronnie
any Ronnie
from Jersey Shore.
No, I'm not talking about
he might be 40.
I'm not even talking about, like, celebrities or anything like that. I don't think that I personally know any Rons. Is there any Rons listening right now?
I know a Ron.
He's 83 Yo Dummy.
Yeah.
I know a Ron, but he's 16. He's got a mustache.
Huh?
Ooh,
that's the only other Ron I know besides my dad.
I feel like babies born with the name Ronald are born with mustaches.
For sure.
You said he was 16 or 60?
60.
60.
60.
Way different.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, what a weird little 16-year-old.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What was the last gift you gave someone?
Message deleted.
My love. My wife.
Baby.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is a wild story, and more details are just coming down this morning. But Lady Gaga's dog walker got shot, and the bulldogs that she was walking were stolen. This is according to TMZ. Two French bulldogs, and Lady Gaga's offering $500,000 for the return of the dogs, quote, no questions asked, which... Seems like a bad idea.
I don't believe that. I think she's got like a SWAT team that's going to swoop in.
Swoop in and
Yeah, I mean,
we do not negotiate with terrorists.
The dog walker had three of her bulldogs out in Hollywood just before 10 p.m. when a gunman, possibly more than one, came up on him. We don't know what was said, but the dog walker was shot and the gunman made off with two out of the three dogs, Koji and Gustav.
Also, Lady Gaga, your dog walker took a bullet for your dogs.
Yeah, give her $500
grand, right? Like, take care of that person.
Oh,
for
you know
real.
She is. Lady Gaga is such a good she person. She is, but she's going to take care of her.
Take care of her.
Third dog ran away, later recovered. Gaga has been in Rome working on a new movie. Her bodyguard was seen picking up the recovered bulldog. Sources close to Gaga say she's extremely upset, offering $500,000 to anyone who has her two dogs. The dog walker was taken to the hospital, is expected to fully recover.
That's good. That is the best news out of that. I hope she gets her dog back because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically, you know, when you don't have kids and you got dogs, those are like your kids.
38% of Americans say they would give up sex for an entire year just to travel again.
Like all forms of sex? Or were you just talking about, like, getting laid?
Because what do you mean, all kinds of sex?
He's talking about whether or not you can go to town on yourself.
Yeah. Because if you go to town on yourself, fine. Yeah, that's whatever. You know, that's one thing because not everybody's in a relationship.
You don't feel like your relationship would miss the sex if you guys just took an entire year off?
Yeah, it would. But I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of single people out there. I would say probably, what, you think about 30% of America is probably single?
38%?
Well, I think 30% is single and the other 8%.
Well, this didn't like just poll like single people.
No, I know, but I'm saying like they polled a lot of people. That's why 30%.
But if people take this travel option, no one's going to get polled anymore.
I just Googled it. 31% of people say that they're single. That's pretty crazy.
But 38% of all adults in the U.S. say they would give up sex for an entire year just to be able to travel.
I would say if you can, you know, both go to town on yourself, then maybe. But even then, I feel like that's a little much. I can wait.
I also feel like you have to have a partner who would also enjoy traveling.
To travel.
I mean, I just feel like it would put a lot of undue pressure on the trip.
Travel?
Yeah.
Like, this trip better be awesome.
Yeah, because I gave up an entire year's worth of sex to go to Laughlin, and this is what's happening.
Yeah, is that the end of the year? Also, did you go on one trip? I could save up for a year and just say screw it.
And it kind of stinks that, you know, if you go on some cool vacation, you can't get laid.
Half the
fun is
like
doing
getting drunk on the thing and
exotic locations. Just having sex in a hotel room, you're like, I'm dangerous.
I see that. I mean,
Honey's not down for that.
The hotel is. I don't find that to be.
You don't ever have sex in a hotel
occasionally, but I'm just saying, like, extra. I don't find it to be like extra sexy because I'm thinking about like.
I do.
Hotel room's dirty.
Do some exploring around that room, Mahoney. They got a desk, multiple chairs. They got a window.
Yeah, and other people have done it on there, and I don't want to touch it because they don't clean those rooms well.
And it's a Motel 6, so the lights are on. Look out.
I
messed up a La Quinta in my day.
No.
Hell yeah.
I just get nervous for cameras
now. Deerfield, Illinois.
See? Yeah, that too.
I'd screw like all of the other juices that are around. Like, I just get nervous for the camera.
The camera.
Yeah, there's cameras everywhere now. Like, if people hide
rooms.
Some people hide cameras
in
the
rooms.
Yeah,
but that's totally worth it. Ask Erin Andrews, paid and it made her career enormous, right?
Nah.
Not because she was already enormous.
No. That was intentionally done. Her lawyer came out like a year after that tape was recorded and talked about how absolutely atrocious it was that somebody had done Of course, it was terrible, but they did it because it elevated her star. Like, next thing you know, she's hosting Dancing with the Stars.
She was big before.
She was a sideline reporter for ESPN, and then she has now become, like, an anchor for all these shows. And not, of course, exclusively by that. I just thought it was very suspicious how her lawyer, a year after it was taped, when no one was talking about it, came out and put out a statement about how terrible it was that this tape that most people didn't even know existed was out there. Her attorney did that.
That's fair. Let's give her a little credit, though.
No, I mean, she's an amazing broadcaster. There's no question about it. It's not because of that.
But she also got great boobs. I agree. Yeah.
But also, if I looked like her naked, and everyone would be like, hey, now I want to see this naked tape of Dave walking around a hotel room, and it would further my career all day.
Nobody wants to see it, unfortunately.
So Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe, and they are expecting the FDA advisory committee will, in fact, approve it. It looks like it could happen maybe as soon as today, maybe early next week. Detailed information on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has gotten a lot of people excited because it's a single-dose shot, which is a really big deal.
That's huge.
They say that it's different than the other two that are already authorized here in the U.S. because it is the one shot, and it really does, as a result, speed up vaccination because you don't have to wait 3 weeks in between shots. And, you know, if they make it as readily available, and you'd think that Johnson & Johnson would have a massive distribution system, that they could potentially get this shot out and to people that have been wanting it for a long time record amounts.
We also have to take into consideration, you know, not just here in the United States. We need everybody vaccinated. We kind of need everybody vaccinated literally everywhere. So countries that, you know, their infrastructure, their, you know, their medical infrastructure is not quite what ours is, or they don't have the ability to do that. The single shot is huge and a game changer in a lot of those countries.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, but the government came out and announced yesterday that they were committing X number of billions of dollars to getting vaccines to countries that couldn't afford it and to help to vaccinate everyone in the world. Because you're right, it's good if 50% of the population is vaccinated. It's a lot better if everyone is vaccinated.
Real Haiti says, is it better than 60%? There's yes. a report that came out yesterday or the day before that was talking about how some of the trials and tests were done. What was it, in South America?
South America, yeah.
So they weren't as accurate as they could have been. So they're saying that the Johnson & Johnson one could be more effective than what they originally thought, which that's great news as well. I mean, we continue to get good news when it comes to, like, the Pfizer shot. You know, now it could just be stored in normal freezers and not the crazy-ass Sub-Zero ones. And so there's a lot of it. I am so impressed and so grateful for our scientists and the researchers who have just dedicated the last year of their life and or more to just making this into a way that we could get humanity moving forward again. Because, you know, all these dumb anti-science, anti-vax dummies who are out there who don't believe that the world is round and that there's a big spotlight in space that's covering up the moon or whatever it may be. Real science and real intelligent people who are out there doing real work to make this place a better, and they don't get enough credit.
No, none of that's true. I saw a meme on Facebook that said otherwise, so you're wrong.
I feel like, though, it is a little sketchy that we're like, oh, yeah, no, but we tested it in South America, and, like, it was bad there. But now we're testing it in America, and it's all cool. Like, that just is a little funky. Oh, that's a little funky to me. I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe it, because I'm not a scientist, and I don't know S. But whenever I hear that, I'm like,
oh. First, you're like, hey, man, what's going on here?
A little sketchy.
But if the further testing and the FDA panel comes through and they approve it,
for
and
sure.
they yep. update the efficacy, then by all means,
do it.
Hook it up. Let's go. Mahoney, final one. I think you'll find this interesting. After 22 years in the WWE, The Big Show has signed a long-term contract with AEW.
That doesn't surprise me that much, Dave. I mean, The Big Show has been a part of WWE for a long time, but you got to remember before that, he was a part of WCW and made the way over once the WCW folded.
Can he still wrestle? I mean, he's
huge.
Huge guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to be doing what he used to, but he's still big enough, and he's lost a lot of weight. He's actually, The Big Show has lost hundreds of pounds, and so he's in better shape now than he was in years past. And I don't think he's going to be out there working every day, but you have him in for these occasional spots. And AEW is where it's at. You know, like, if you haven't had a chance to watch AEW on TNT, it really is a good product that reminds me of the stuff that we grew up watching in the 90s and in the 80s. It feels special again. So I like what they're doing, and anybody who flips the middle finger to Vince, I am all for.
It feels special again?
It does. WWE felt sterile to me,
yeah.
Except for a few guys, and they never properly utilized so many of their performers and athletes. And I think AEW is run by wrestlers, and I think Dustin Rhodes is doing a great job doing that.
As a fan of the WWE and The Big Show, would you allow him to chuck you across the ring one time?
Absolutely.
Really?
Like, anybody who's bigger than me who could pick me up and throw me, I am all
you
in
like
on.
That, huh?
Yeah. Doesn't happen very often in my day-to-day life.
Are you afraid that you'd fall in love with him if he did?
Probably not. He's not my type.
Really? Why?
I'm not a size queen.
Would you let him throw you around in a hotel room that may or may not have already had sex in it before you?
Yeah, just so long as there's cameras filming and I get a better
further
job.
Further your career. Yeah. Okay.
You can become the co-host of Dancing with the Stars.
That's right.
Dave and Mahoney.
Hey, we're back.
We never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time.
That's the two-minute promise.
Alt 107.5.
So when you're driving down the road, maybe you encountered something actually in the road and it messed you up. Or perhaps you saw something on the side of the road and it really creeped you out. I mean, there's normal things. You'll see, like, shoes on the side of the road. There's a couple of things that got
always
posted.
Always a shoe.
Yeah, I mean.
Which we never know how they get there. Or mattresses.
Yeah, mattresses. If you go to our Facebook, which is at Dave Mahoney on Facebook, and you look in the comments, there are some people that posted interesting pictures. One was a phallic device, if you will. And it looks to be attached to a leash and hanging from a power line.
Oh, God.
It is it's a dildo on a power line, folks.
Yikes.
That's what that is. You see that? Everyone want to take a look there?
Powered dildo?
That's a sign of good luck.
I'm like, who put a dildo on a leash?
Did you have to kiss underneath it?
Is that what happens when you come across the shoes that you throw up on the power line? Did anybody's neighborhood used to do that?
No. Here's
another one, though, and another very phallic device. This is a wooden dildo that was found on the side of the road.
That's just good
craftsmanship right there.
That is solid. Wow. I mean, it looks very smooth. Very smooth.
I don't like that.
Do you call yourself Master Splinter if you...
Ow!
That hurts.
So what have you found on the side of the road or in the road? Candace joining us this morning. What's up, Candace?
Hello.
What'd you find?
I used to live in Indiana. I've lived in Las Vegas for about a year now. But so it would rain and rain and rain. I used to live up north in Indiana where all the lakes are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go out early in the morning after it's rained, the road would be covered in frogs.
Yes.
Like the entire road for miles.
That sounds
so cool. That freaks you out so much. No, it sounds
huge
cool
frogs.
Until you have to drive down that road and it's just like...
Yeah.
Oh, it's mortifying.
Why were the
frogs
so big?
That's the worst game of Frogger ever.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. And it would always be after a rain, and for whatever reason, they'd be attracted to the asphalt, and it was just, it was so creepy. And if you had to drive over them, too.
Oh, I just imagine the sound of the road, too.
Yeah.
Well, you just stop,
what? What do you mean you stop?
Stop.
It's not like there's two frogs in the road. I mean, the entire road is covered with frogs. If you have to get to work, what are you supposed to do?
Call, you honk.
You got to hope they move.
Honk, honk.
Yeah.
Do you do like what you do with like geese, where you just slowly like... just kind of lurch forward.
Turns into like a weird standoff with a goose. Why are geese such a-holes, by the way? Like, get out of the road, man.
There's no bigger a-hole bird than a goose.
No,
they know right of way.
Not even the ostrich?
No.
The goose. I feel like there's more goose than ostriches, so yeah. by and large. And also, the Canadian geese, which everything else in Canada, we're cool with, except for your geese.
Yeah, out of all the things that you were to export to the United States. Mm-hmm. The Canadian geese, you're right. Total a-holes. Candace, thanks for the call today. We appreciate you. Tommy said, when I was a kid living in San Bernardino, there was a connector, and my grandma and I were out driving, and we ran over an ostrich in our Oldsmobile. The ostrich was already dead prior, we hope, by the way.
I mean, ostriches are huge, though. Huge. That's the thing. They are. Those
also,
are
how did you not see it?
I mean, was it laying down?
Was his head in the
speaking of things that you just encounter in the middle of the ground.
Head in the sand.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So my dad encountered a giant snapping turtle in the middle of the road. It's a pretty common thing, growing up in Minnesota. But like, when I say a large snapping turtle, I mean, how big do you think it is?
I mean, you think like basketball size?
No. I would say
bigger than a basketball. Not
like
much bigger.
Like a beach
bigger,
ball, but like about this big?
Yeah, I mean, huge.
That's a big ass.
But I mean, if you've ever encountered one of these snapping turtles,
they take off toes.
They can bite off a hand.
Yeah.
And so you also can't obviously hit it with your car. Not that you would, but if you did, the snapping turtle would probably win that.
Yeah.
Oh,
like it would mess
gone.
Up your car. No, I mean, like, you'd probably flip your car or something. I mean, they're that big.
Are their shells that intense?
I mean, not if you were in a big-ass truck or something. But my dad was driving a Toyota Corolla. Like, you know what?
Yeah, definitely want to flip the
Corolla.
A Corolla. Turtle suit.
And I just remember him getting out of the car and approaching the snapping turtle, and he went over to the side of the road and got a huge branch, and he brought it over, and he put it in front of the snapping turtle, and of course went whoop, and it clamped onto it.
Scary branch.
And then he just slowly
pulled him off.
Dragged it out of the road because it refused to unclamp. But it almost went all the way through, and it was a large branch, too, like a big branch off of a tree. It almost went all the way through it. So if you can imagine what that would do to a limb.
Dude, I can't process that turtles are, like, prehistoric.
They're dinosaurs.
Like, they're dinosaurs.
For sure they are.
And they're so, well, in some instances, so cute. Dang. Ew. I can't.
Drew, be our hero today, man. What'd you find?
The wife and I were driving when we were college. I was in North Carolina. Three puppies jumped out of a bag and ran down into, like, the gully, the ditch. And I pulled over. We were driving back to Pennsylvania in like an hour. It took me 3 hours to dig these three puppies out of sticker bushes and mud because they were running away from me, you know?
Oh, Drew, you are a true hero, man. I never understand how people can abandon little kittens and little puppies. Like, is there literally anything cuter outside of like a newborn baby?
No, they look like aliens. Puppies are cuter.
You think puppies are cuter?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
for sure.
I can accept that.
They're
Little cute puppies, man.
Black lab puppies.
Oh no.
Did you go home with three little black lab puppies that day?
Well, my wife and I took them back to our house, and we literally picked off, I think, 100 ticks off of each of them.
Oh, poor
puppies. Oh, my God.
We had our roommate take them to the ASPCA the next day, and within a week, they all got adopted.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good for you, Drew.
What a great story.
What a guy, man.
Hell yeah, Drew.
Worth it. Ass, man.
Worth it.
Yeah, totally.
You're a real MVP, Drew. Uh-huh.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
I mean, I just cut him off. I can't cut you off. What were you going to say, Drew?
I said I was hearing some bad stories. I had to throw a good one in.
That helped.
Thank you,
Drew. It did. I mean, between the wooden dildos and the dead ostriches, we needed a good one to lift us up, man. Have a great day, man. Thanks for the call.
Most valuable puppy saver.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So you're driving down the road, you're minding your own business, and all of a sudden you encounter something in the road or on the side of the road. And this all stemmed from Mahoney's very traumatic experience. He was walking around his neighborhood, and he found a burrito that had two bites out of it.
Just two.
What happened to this burrito?
Who takes two bites and then chucks it out of a window?
So many. Was it the burrito horrible?
Questions.
It looked like a great burrito. Yeah. I like to think, you know, how some wives will take or spouses will take their significant other's clothes and throw them out on the side of the road. I think this was her husband's favorite burrito, and she threw it out the side of
Can you imagine riding with somebody who is... I mean, just does not give an F about anything, where they're cruising down the street, you just stop by Taco Bell, they take two bites out of a burrito, and then they just hook it out the window.
Oh, this isn't a Taco Bell burrito. This was a massive burrito. Like,
oh,
this,
so you think bigger, like Chipotle style?
Like about the size of a Chipotle, you know, or your, but the thing, you know, is your local Mexican.
The reason why I thought, and I just saw the picture that you showed me pretty briefly on your phone, but the reason why I thought it was Taco Bell is because with a Chipotle burrito, for example, if you chuck that out a window, it would explode. Right, it hits the ground,
but
it's going to explode.
Authentic Mexican fast food, where this one came from, so it was a well-rolled,
very well-rolled
burrito.
Okay.
Airtight.
Right.
Yeah. Lots of rolls.
Maybe it was too tight. Maybe that's...
Could have been. Tiffany said there's a taquito that is chilling in our stairwell at work. It's been there for a week, and she posted a picture of it. I don't know what's going on at Tiffany's work, but I kind of want to apply. She said, and here's another stairwell goodie, and it is an empty... Lifestyles condom package.
Who buys Lifestyles?
That's what I'm curious about. Who buys a Lifestyle condom is like, I need to get it on right now in the stairwell? Like, at what point?
Well, that you're getting on in the stairwell, that you've chosen Lifestyle, and that you're using
Lifestyle
condoms.
That is the only Lifestyle for a Lifestyle condom.
It's stairwell sex.
Stairwell sex.
Stairwell sex. You down for some stairwell sex? Lifestyle condoms.
Shane says when he was 10 years old, he found a crack pipe on the side of the road.
A crack pipe?
Yeah. I don't like that.
No.
That's scary.
That is scary.
A couple of motorcycle-related ones. Corey said, I ran over a woman's arm on a motorcycle. She took a nap in the middle of the road, which is in the middle of nowhere, next to Lake Mead. Her arm snapped in half. It was scary as hell. Even scarier was me sitting there waiting in the desert for the ambulance. This lady looked crazy as hell, too.
Hold on. How did you not see said lady with her arm in the middle of the road?
You know, I don't.
That's on you, dude.
There's a lot going on there. And Chris said, I found an entire motorcycle in a dune with a rider still on it. I called the paramedics, freaking out. The rider had blacked out due to heat exhaustion and just off the side of the road. It was still sitting on his motorcycle, just tipped over.
Oh, that's really scary and sad.
What's scarier, that or a taquito in a stairwell?
Taquito in a stairwell.
Me too, yeah.
Watch the show live and for free. Broadcasting now at twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
So the random things that you found in the road. Mahoney found a burrito the other day. Our friend Sissy, who is watching along in Portland, she found a half-eaten corn dog, which, Audrey, you had an excellent point. Who bails halfway through a corn dog?
It was like a bite. And
you took
whoever,
a bite and then chucked it.
It was like, bleh. Like, just like said, no, this is not the corn dog for me. And you have to really know if you like corn dogs or not to even get a corn dog.
Hondu on Instagram said, I live in Florida, and my mom went for a bike ride the other day and had to let this thing cross in front, and
what
that is a pretty handsome-sized alligator.
That
huh?
is a, yeah.
That is a good old
6-footer.
That is a big old lizard right
you
there.
You got to let that guy go. Got to let that guy just, even though he's jaywalking.
Man, you ever see those guys
A-walking?
A-walking. See you later.
Yeah.
The people that mess with the alligators on the golf courses, you're like, hey, man, I know that you are drunk right now. on the 13th hole, but like let's not F with the gigantic dinosaur that's
laying
there.
They're fast.
Dinosaurs.
When they want to run, they can turn it up.
Man.
I don't want to have to outrun an alligator or especially a crocodile. Like, alligators are little bitches compared to crocodiles, but still, don't want to mess with any of them.
Sam said we do a bunch of roadside work, and we find drugs, paraphernalia, and money all of the time. Money?
Really?
I mean, I guess money. It could be just, like, blow out of your car.
Well,
if
no,
it was
it's
a dollar.
Probably if you're dumping drugs and
dirty
or
money,
and dumping the money, too, so you don't get busted.
Would you guys report it to the authorities if you found a duffel bag full of money?
Nope.
Depends on where it was, how much it was, and if whether or not I think it was dirty
money. You're driving towards your house. It's near your neighborhood, not in your neighborhood, and it's $56,000.
I am $56,000 richer. Thank you for the donation.
I'll open up
to
a car wash. We can clean that money real easy, man.
I'm claiming it on my taxes because that's what I would do.
Of course you would.
Of course.
Carlos said, I once found an injured hawk on the side of the road by my house after a storm, brought it in, tried to nurse it back to health, didn't make it through the night, unfortunately.
Why would you tell us that story?
That's
well,
very
I mean,
sad.
Look, I mean, not every,
I don't like that
not
one.
Every,
next.
Not every story is going to be.
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. But let's go back to the puppies being saved.
I am all in on the saving of puppies.
There's okay, well, this one also is not a happy ending necessarily,
what?
But.
Dang.
I mean, look, these things happen. Tony said it at Northern Michigan in my early teens, walking along the road in tall grass with my cousin, almost tripped over a huge deer, a.k.a. roadkill. Never jumped so far in my young life, and the thing wasn't dead yet. Damn thing tried to bite me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's horrifying.
It's like the almost dead deer, like, rah, rah, rah. Jesus. Little zombie deer trying to bite you.
Who was it? We know a radio guy who just, like, found a body.
Found a body?
He was out running.
What?
Like, it was like 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Found a body?
Somebody we know. I can't remember exactly who it was, but it was.
That was not the dead person.
No, that wasn't
the person
they,
that
they
found
it. They
wow,
found,
really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought I found a body once. Turned out to be a bag of mannequin parts.
Oh my God. That's
horrifying as well.
Imagine
right?
how scary that would be.
Where did you find a bag of mannequin parts?
It was on like the 94 in Chicago. I remember driving past it, and then my friend at the time was like, dude, we got to turn around. I think there's a body. And we turned around, and cars were slowing down, trying to decipher what it was.
Rubbernecking.
Later on, the cop showed up. It was just mannequin parts just spread everywhere.
Well, that's really messed up if you just have a bag of mannequin
that's
parts and you throw it on the
serial
right?
killer. Michael said, my buds and I found a trash bag full of VHS porn while skateboarding down the road
Hell
in Victorville.
Yes.
As young
that's
teens.
Gold.
Yes.
We
all,
Peter
North. We wrestled for those tapes.
Wrestled?
We wrestled for those tapes, and those things lasted for years. Gotta love Vivid.
Mm.
OG, man. OG.
What a vat of testosterone
no,
that
we
is.
We would go,
you
want
to wrestle
I
for the porn?
I gotta wrestle for this porn?
There was
well, you're obviously excited right now, Chad. I don't want to wrestle you over the porn.
There was an adult store.
What is that, a corn dog?
In St. Louis on St. Charles Rock Road. And we would ride our bikes down there. And occasionally in the dumpster, there would be like ripped up old VHS like the box sleeves
for the adult films,
yeah, and
which were very
still,
graphic.
They still
yeah,
had
yeah,
and
show
we
everything.
We would try to fight each other over those.
Oh my God.
Just to get a dumpster.
Look, it's a half an areola.
Yeah.
Well, let's go dumpster diving for it.
Oh.
And finally, Steph said, once I was driving super high at night, and I saw a golden retriever running down a frontage road. I pulled over and opened my car door, and the dog lunged into my car and wouldn't stop licking me. Just totally smothered me
it's
in kisses.
Golden retriever.
His
what
name was
think?
Bentley, and I called the number on his tag, and the owner's like, man, Bentley got out again. Bentley was so awesome. I miss him.
Bentley hated his home. He's always escaping.
No, he's a golden retriever. He
just loves everything.
He wanted to go, yeah, he had more love to spread.
Including stoned-ass Stephanie driving down the road.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So every week we like to put together a little collab of our mess-ups. And, boy, you'd think after all these years, I mean, Mahoney, it's 12 years this year that we've been doing the morning show together. We've been in broadcasting for
20
years. Yeah. We still suck at this. How is that possible?
You would think we would have gotten better, but you know what? You get what you pay for.
It is free. If you hate this show, we'll give you
well,
your
I'm not
money
talking
back.
About them. I'm talking about everybody else.
Oh.
pays us.
Our company, our bosses.
Yeah, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
That's what you get for paying us next to nothing. Ha! But you could pay us 10 times as much. It's it wouldn't matter. We'd still screw it all up.
Well, they'd pay somebody else.
Ian, I ask you this every week. Do we have a single star of the blooper reel this week?
Absolutely not. It's a
team effort.
Beautiful. We're all equally terrible.
Let's jump in. Here we go. There's been a number of orgy societies that we've been keeping up with.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
This reminds me of when Apple put that YouTube album on our phone. Or that YouTube album.
The YouTube album. Yeah, that's different.
This reminds me of when Apple put that YouTube album on our phone.
More doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine are on the way. Nearly 64.2 doses of it have been administered in the U.S.
How many 64 doses?
Nearly 64.2 doses of it have been administered in the U.S.
Only 64 doses?
In a black jacket covered in dog hair, and someone's like, hell yeah.
Listen, times are thirsty
during
a pandemic. Well, you get what you can get.
Hold up.
Times are thirsty.
Yeah, right.
During a pandemic, you get what you can get.
Hold up.
There's been a number of orgy societies that we've been keeping up with, so I just wanted to be sure.
They've been very talkative.
There's been a number of orgy societies that we've been keeping up with,
and
so I just wanted to be sure.
They've been very talkative.
That ruined me for sourdough bread for about 20 years. That happened to me when I was like 9 years old. And I didn't eat sourdough bread for 20 years.
That happened to me when I was like 9 years old, and I didn't eat sourdough bread for 20 years.
I don't really associate with him as like with a swimming.
He's just a really good looking idiot.
Yeah. Obviously, you know. Oh God, I already forgot his name.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah. Obviously, he's not too memorable.
Michael Phelps. Yeah.
There's been a number of orgies. Hold up.
Times are thirsty.
Yeah,
during a pandemic.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
I always love in the blooper reel what Ian did, where he's trying to say communicative, and he just abandons the word entirely and just goes talkative.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Another big blow bust. This one coming to us from Germany. Germany has seized over 50,000 pounds of cocaine worth several billion dollars. It's one of Europe's biggest hauls ever. It's in Paraguay this happened. Dutch authorities arrested a 28-year-old man in connection with both hauls. Whoops. So one 28-year-old guy is in charge of 50,000 pounds worth billions. Dang. An enormous amount of cocaine that would have brought in several billion euros in street sales, the German customs official said. They seized mega shipments to the Netherlands together to form an absolute record. Nothing has ever been seen like this when it comes to seizing and intercepting cocaine, they said in a statement.
Somebody is in some big
trouble.
You did. Which is very sad.
Very sad. Some guy just actually won the lottery. Not, you know, the $500 million, but $500,000.
You know, cocaine is legal in Colombia up to a single gram. And it's legal in Germany.
Columbia, South Carolina, where we broadcast? Really?
Columbia.
Legal.
Columbia.
Guys, have a great idea.
The country, Dave.
Yes. I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but also,
it's going to be legal anywhere. It's
medical cocaine.
Medical cocaine.
LOL.
That's like all the people that I know that are like
medical
marijuana.
Do you need more energy in your days? Yeah. Are you feeling sluggish and lethargic? We have just the antidote for you.
Are you tired when you wake up in the morning? Try medical grade cocaine.
Bolivia and also Argentina, it is decriminalized as well.
Really?
And Peru, legal, up to 2 grams. Wow.
2 grams, okay.
In Peru.
So a dude actually just won the lottery, $500,000, using the numbers that he found in a fortune cookie. This dude's from North Carolina. He bought a ticket at a 7-Eleven store, took out a bunch of numbers that he'd copied from a fortune cookie. So he actually got a fortune cookie with the numbers, and then as opposed to just keeping the slip of paper, wrote it down somewhere else.
And he's the only one.
And then, sure enough, he said, boy, that was a good investment, talking about his shrimp and fried rice meal. $500,000 in Saturday's Powerball drawing. Good for you, man.
That's crazy. Are you guys big into fortune cookies?
No.
My girlfriend, anytime
we... No. Who's that in bed?
Ha! Oh!
Something's coming your way. In bed? Oh!
No.
You're so wacky.
So another masturbating grandpa Why does this keep happening?
This is another pandemic.
A Florida Keys man faces multiple charges. A pandemic. It's in the panhandle. Deputies say that he was going to town in front of a sunbathing woman and then got into a fight with her boyfriend.
Good for
the female
guy.
Victim told investigators that she was asleep sunbathing and awoke to someone moaning and saw the guy standing near her going to town on himself. The boyfriend was snorkeling in the water, got out. I'm just trying to imagine the scene.
Like flippers?
Yes, flippers. Like trying to walk in flippers is impossible.
Very hard.
Impossible. He said that he is accused of striking him, the dude who's going to town on himself, hit the boyfriend, and then tried to bite him before the boyfriend got him in a chokehold.
What a rabid old man.
Is ironic.
If somebody's trying to bite you, put him in a chokehold. Dangerous move. You got your arm right there. You got to get it under the chin.
But, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, even if you're, like, trained in mixed martial arts, you don't expect somebody to start biting you.
Yeah.
That's against the rules, man. Like, hey.
Also,
hey.
A person biting you
is terrifying.
Yes. Yeah, and the infection, like, that comes afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like either this guy was really, really weak or that guy had a lot of, like, old man strength.
Well, he's in the heat of the moment.
Crazy old man strength.
Yeah, the heat of the moment. You don't know what's going on.
Do you guys would feel like you would have superhuman strength if somebody interrupted you while you're going to town on yourself?
No, I feel like I would be vulnerable.
Yeah, just crumple into a pile and start crying.
Don't look at me. You're like trying to like move the thigh, your leg up,
look away,
so people don't see.
Look away. Yeah. Hand me a towel.
What do you mean?
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal. Weight loss teeth? It's Pop Track!
So we heard the diss track from Dr. Dre, him and his soon-to-be ex-wife. They're battling it out. Her name is Nicole, and one of the big recent talking points for Dr. Dre is, hey, she was coming after my money while I was in the hospital with a brain aneurysm.
Yeah.
And so the big point of conflict right now in their contentious divorce is whether or not the prenup that they both signed is valid. He's saying, yes, absolutely it is. He's got a lawyer who's filed legal docs asking for a 5-day trial over the prenup. Nicole signed the prenup before their marriage, but claims that Dre came to her shortly after the nuptials, saying he regretted pressuring her to sign it and tore up multiple copies right in front of her. He denies he pressures her, and he denies he ever tore it up, and points to a clause in the documents that's saying altering must be done in writing.
Just because, you have something, I tore a piece of paper, doesn't mean it's no longer valid.
Also, I would imagine that at this point, taking either one of their word for what was said in private and what happened in private probably isn't the best. Like, what's actually on paper? What's documented?
That's what's the law.
If he had documented that the prenup was no longer valid and had filed that paperwork appropriately, then I would absolutely say that she's in the right. In this case, no way.
My wife and I have a prenup, and if it can be...
Which is totally unnecessary.
It is not unnecessary.
You had no assets when you married her.
She has plenty of assets.
She has assets.
So...
Debt is not an asset.
We have clauses in our prenup that say, if this needs to be changed in the occurrence that we both agree to it, then that's what it is. Otherwise, this is what is going on. Yeah. You know, like if we have a kid, then the prenup changes.
Right. Because it's about giving the things to the kid.
Yes,
right?
And not each other. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sacha Baron Cohen, who obviously plays Borat, and not really a whole lot else. I mean, he's obviously a funny guy.
Bruno, Ali G.
No, but what has he done recently other than Borat, the sequel?
The Chicago 7 on Netflix that was huge.
Oh, you know what? You're right. That
was more of a dramatic role for him.
There was another series where he was playing a Mossad operator as well. That was also on Netflix. Yep. He's a very talented performer.
Yep.
And also, we can't forget him and Talladega Nights as well.
Of course. And honestly, probably one of the only comedians who has been able to do a wide role change, like, and do it really well.
He's believable as the slapstick comedy guy and as a dramatic actor, and everything in between. But he said that he is done with his most popular character, Borat, ever. And he said he thinks it's because he's worried that his luck is going to run out. He said that he feared for his life after he did the 2006 Borat film. And he said that he would wear a bulletproof vest to a gun rally because at some point there was a pretty good chance he was going to get shot. He said at some point your luck runs out. And I never wanted to do this stuff again. He was talking with NPR's Terry Gross about it. And you know what? I kind of get it. Like, he does mess with a lot of people that are heavily armed and sometimes appear to have very little to lose.
Well, there's that. And then also very big, powerful people. I mean, the fact that he duped Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney, Rudy this is Giuliani.
Well, the Giuliani one, in hindsight, we all go, okay.
I get it.
You know, no, we like, know how this happened. But like Dick Cheney.
Going to CPAC dressed as Donald Trump, messing with the vice president, you're like, okay.
I don't know if I believe that he's done dressing up. I feel like this is, I mean, he probably is for a little while. But I feel like he's saying this to, like, kind of get us to let our guard down, and then he's going to hit us.
Borat's back.
And, well, that's when we get This Is America, if you remember that show on Showtime, which was great, which didn't get a ton of fanfare because it was, like, right before quarantine.
Great show, though.
But so good. I mean, the fact that, like, who was that? Was it the which senator who was just saying?
It was the guy in Georgia, wasn't it? That was dropping the N-word. And
like, oh my god!
Didn't he have
like
his pants down?
Didn't he have like the gaydar thing too?
Oh, that was the Roy Moore guy.
You're right.
In Alabama. Yes. Yeah.
See, so Beef funny. in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney said, F the Borat character, he's taking advantage of the less educated people. And I don't agree with that because, I mean, it's
Dick
just...
Dick Cheney
is not
ran
less educated.
This country...
Rudy Giuliani is not less educated.
Yeah.
Well, Dick, he does,
Giuliani's
Cheney's
a lawyer.
An intellectual monster.
To Beef's point, though, like, he does mess with some pretty stupid people. But, you know, I don't know. It's in the name of comedy most of the time. He's not actually being mean. He's just sort of exposing them for what are a lot of times
pretty
bigoted, awful views.
Yes, it's usually because they're bigoted and awful. Like, and also, I don't care if you're dumb, if you're also bigoted and awful. Those two usually...
I celebrate you getting mocked if you're a dumb bigot.
Yep. Got no
That's
time for you.
So what a turd, man. I'm so disappointed in Zachary Ty Bryan. Not that I really had a lot of...
hope for him?
Well, Jonathan Taylor Thomas has been our North Star for many years.
Well, I mean, even Tim Allen. I mean, he did some really dumb stuff when he was younger, but, like, he's pulled it together.
He got busted for coke, I think.
Yes.
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
He was trafficking
hell of a
coke.
Mustache.
He was trafficking it, yeah.
And Tim Allen has turned it around, had a Home Improvement, his Last Man Standing. He's got a new show on the History Channel with Richard Karn, a.k.a.
Al Borland.
Al Borland.
But yeah, Zachary Ty Bryan, who was the oldest son, Brad, in the hit TV show Home Improvement that we all grew up with, right? He has now pleaded guilty to two Class A misdemeanor counts stemming from domestic violence cases. So sentenced to 3 years of bench probation with multiple conditions.
That's nothing.
Including partaking in a battery intervention program, having no contact with her. So thankfully he can't contact her, but still.
That's the first time that he actually got in trouble for it, though. So if she
attacked
was finally...
Her, choked her, and then took her phone when she tried to call 911.
Probation is not nearly enough for something like that.
No, because
that's crazy.
It takes... statistics show that it takes 7 times for a woman to actually officially leave and officially report against their abuser.
Crazy.
So whenever you sit here and say, oh yeah, so he choked her this time and he's only getting 3 years probation and we act like he's not going to probably try and contact her again. Disgusting. Bad on that judge.
Yep. And finally, I had no idea. We were talking about how Brooke Shields shattered her leg and was having to learn how to walk again. I also had no idea that Ashley Judd messed up her leg.
Did she?
Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
So she was in Africa and she was out in the middle of the jungle and broke her leg so bad it required an 8-hour surgery.
If you are in the jungle, the last thing you want to do is break a
fall
leg.
And break your leg so bad that it requires an 8-hour surgery.
Oof.
And if you want to imagine this pain for a second, it said she had to wait in the hospital for the swelling and tissue damage to subside before she could begin the process of the procedure.
She was in the Congo when this happened, and she just had no access to any sort of medical help whatsoever.
The procedure involved removing bone shards from her nerves.
Ooh,
no.
Oh my gosh.
Oof.
And but she was actually going online to celebrate the people who came to rescue her.
Yeah, I mean, geez, though, like, this is why I don't do outdoorsy stuff.
Why you don't go to the jungle?
This is it. I was going to go to the jungle this weekend instead.
Now.
Not going to do it.
Maybe drink Costco.
Your wine.
Sit around and drink instead.
Then, friends, all I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. We are drinking again amongst friends and family.
Friends, maybe. No family here. No, not that we know of, at least.
I consider Ian and Audrey to be my family.
You're my brother, bro.
Why would you just cut me out like that?
Because you said there was no family here, so you cut yourself out, Dave. You cut yourself out.
Family gathers here.
That's right. When you're here, you're family,
like
Dave.
Your newest Home Improvement.
I got that from Home Goods.
Yeah.
Home Goods. Mahoney's got the Olive Garden going on here. Whatever. Okay, let's just have some beer.
Well,
let's get to it.
I feel like today's beer, named after Dave, it's the Dirty Bastard Scotch Ale from our friends over there at Founders. Founders Bastard has 8.5% alcohol by volume, 50 IBUs today, being served from a gorgeous 12-ounce brown bottle. with a very angry, dirty bastard guy on the.
He doesn't look angry. He looks happy, like a smug smile.
Oh, he looks angry.
He looks like he has a nose piercing. Also,
he does have a nose piercing. He's
got a
hoop.
This is very fresh. This beer is was bottled just over a month ago, and it was priced at $9.99 for a 4-pack. Proper glassware. Serve this out of a pint glass, a snifter, or they sometimes recommend a thistle glass, which those are fancy, and I don't have any thistle glasses at my house, so I'm sticking with a pint. Serve it anywhere between 50 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. We don't need a drum roll till the end, Dave. The look of the dirty bastard pours a deep amber that produced about a half inch of creamy tan-colored head that left behind, as you can see, lots of lacing down the side of the glass. One surprising thing from the look is when you look very closely at the beer, you can see a lot of or more carbonation than you would probably expect in a Scotch ale. So that was one of the interesting things. A little hazy in there. I mean, it's dark, so it's hard to see the haze, but a little hazy in there as well.
Kind of pours like you'd expect a Newcastle to a little bit, you know?
With more
carbonation.
Maybe
a little darker, yeah.
Yeah, and a little thicker head, I would say. Let's move on to the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Dirty Bastard Scotch Ale from Founders.
Smells like my chapstick.
It smells like alcohol.
I'm getting nothing but booze.
You get booze in there?
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm getting
almost nothing but booze, like malts and booze, and that's about it.
Smell anything other than my chapstick.
What about would you say a fresh or a faint scent of sweet raisins?
Oh, is that what you wrote down?
There's a sweet.
Let's say that on the label, because
I forget what raisins smell like.
I do not smell fresh.
It's like
raisins.
A dark fruit.
It smells fruity.
It does smell fruity.
Like fruity booze.
See, I don't get a lot of booze.
All I get is booze.
I get toasted malts, but I don't get like a big, like when you say booze, to me that's more like ethanol, you know, or ethanol,
Ethanol.
Well, there's ethanol, which is the one that's made by
ethanol.
Yeah.
Would you say it's the Scottish way?
Scotland?
We're drinking a Scottish beer.
We are drinking, or what they also call a Scotch ale. You know what else they call a Scotch ale, Dave?
What?
A wee heavy.
A wee heavy.
It's a wee heavy.
That's a wee heavy.
That was my nickname in middle school.
That's how you describe the show.
Let's all take a drink of this Scotch Ale,
cheers,
wee heavy, the Founder's Dirty Bastard.
Razor in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney. He said, so it smells like Raisin Bran?
No, it doesn't smell like Raisin Bran. Like, but there's a faint sweetness but it's a dark fruit sweetness, which... To me, I immediately think raisins when I think of sweet, dark fruit, because it's not cherries, because cherries has definitely got a more pungent smell. So raisins, a little bit more subdued, a little sweeter. What do you think of the taste? We'll start with you, Audrey, since you like darker beers, but you like more stouts and porters. So how does the wee heavy hit you?
Mahoney, I know you said that you were hyped because you thought I was going to like this. It is good. It's not my favorite that we've had because we've had a lot of beautiful beers for beer for breakfast. This is very alcohol to me. Every time I take a sip, it sends a chill down my spine.
A lot of alcohol. And I mean, I like alcohol, but I mean, this reminds me almost of drinking like a bourbon.
Yeah.
Because it's so much alcohol and not a lot of other flavors.
I feel like it's balanced. I feel like there's a little bit of an alcohol bite there on the finish, but I'm not getting massive.
What are you getting up front? What am I missing here?
I'm not, like the nose. I feel like you get there's it starts off with that initial sweetness. You get that like kind of dark fruit. You get a semi-sweet dark chocolate in there that I think they kind of play off each other as well. Then you get that smokiness that comes in there and maybe a little bit of peatiness with it, which is a little bit earthy.
What? Is my palate whacked out?
What? Well, you're also drinking out of a bottle.
No,
well,
but I mean,
but
I'm
still,
not. I'm
dr- too.
It tastes like water to me, and then I get alcohol in the
water.
Back.
Water,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't taste the water. It definitely has a lot
cold.
Of like potent.
Yeah,
mine's been sitting around for probably about like 40 minutes now, and I mean, truly, this just hitting. Like, I feel like warm already. I'm about halfway through.
It
this
definitely
beer.
Warms you up. I mean, it's the same little bitch beer, that's for sure. Ian, what are your thoughts?
Okay, well, speaking of Mahoney, I don't like it. It tastes like sick to me. It reminds me of when I first started drinking beer. And every time I took a sip, I didn't want to spit it out because I didn't want to be that guy. So I don't know if it's the amount of booze in this. The flavor seems nice. It almost seems like creamy to me in the consistency.
There is a creamy to it. Creaminess to it.
I can't do it, brother. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry to disappoint
enough,
you.
You know, for me, it starts off, I get those dark fruits and the semi-sweet dark chocolate. Then you follow by that rich maltiness, a little bit of smokiness, a little bit of peatiness that I think it gets to the overall
balance. You can't
say
it.
Stop saying that.
What?
You can't say peatiness. You keep saying penis.
You always
say penis.
You
said penis three times.
Penis.
It has a little bitty penis.
No.
Just a touch of penis in there. It's just nice.
I think this makes, every time I drink this, like, from the first sip to the current sip right now, I'm a big fan of this wee
You're
heavy.
A big fan of the penis in your mouth?
He likes the angry penis.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
No, you dirty bastard.
It's medium-bodied. It's smooth. It's creamy. The overall drinkability for this, for me at least, unlike these other three, the Dirty Bastard and its brother, the barrel-aged brother, which is called the Backwoods Dirty Bastard, are hands down some of the best Scotch ales that I've had. Very balanced, tasty, smooth, yet rich. The price point is right on as well. I mean, $9.99 for a 4-pack, and you're looking at 8.5% alcohol by volume. That's a deal. I think that's the bang for buck that makes this absolutely phenomenal.
So there's a lot of booze in it. All I taste is booze. Again, maybe mine's too cold or whatever, but I'm with Audrey and Ian.
Okay.
I'm just not a huge fan.
Fair enough. I'm tasting the penis, others. Though.
Yeah, are you?
I'm starting to taste it now.
Kind of salty,
like
salty,
earthy,
nutty.
Earthy. Earthy.
That's what peatiness is. Yeah, it's like
earth. That's like
somewhat floral.
If you drag that thing in the dirt, is what you're saying.
Like a hipster peatiness.
Can I get a drum roll and we can end this segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
On Mahoney's Beer Scandal Supremacy, I give the Founders Dirty Bastard Scotch Ale a 4.2 out of 5.
You're so drama.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.